Okay, good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here, pretty much in Manchester. This is this is probably the first person that's done both the London Start the Day the Torah Way and the Manchester Start the Day the Torah Way on the same day, 10 minutes apart. So it's a tremendous schos that you invited me. Thank you very, very much. It's great to be part of this. And especially now that it's the first year after Kabbalah Satorah, after Shavuos. So I thought, what better topic to discuss the very first year in Manchester to discuss the Inyonim of Talmud Torah. You know, there's a very famous Reb Tzadik HaKohen in Brit Tzadik. Reb Tzadik HaKohen in Brit Tzadik Oizayin brings down, very interesting, why is always Parashas Nasai pretty much the very first parasha after every year after Shavuos? It's pretty much the parashas of Shavuos after every Yontem of Shavuos. What's the reason? Says Reb Tzadik HaKohen, he brings the Chedushi HaRim, which I think is the only time that Reb Tzadik HaKohen quotes the Chedush HaRim, and he says not only is it the longest parasha, but it's the longest medrash and the longest Zohar Kodesh, which I'm sure we're very familiar with. Why is it that Parashas Nosai, straight after Kabbalah Satorah, has the longest parasha, the longest medrash, and the longest Zohar? And the Chedush HaRim answers, because you know, sometimes after Shavuos, after the Kabbalah Satorah, person says, okay, I've become the Torah, it's great, now we'll continue. No. You've got a lot of Torah to learn. There's a lot to do. Just like after Pesach, we know Mamachos L'Yom HaShabbos, the next day after Yetzias Mitzrayim, what mitzvah did they get? They got the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. They just left Mitzrayim, leave them alone, let them chill a little bit, let them relax, let everything go back to normal. No, straight after Yetzias Mitzrayim, we got a mitzvah, we got Sviras HaOmer. Straight after Kabbalah Satorah, straight after Shavuos, we've got the parasha of Nosai, which is one of the biggest parashas, Medrash and Zaya of all the Torah. And that represents a avoda that we have to do straight after Kabbalah Satorah. It's not enough just to sit on Shavuos night and say Kihem Chayenu in Maariv. It's our lifetime. But more than that, we have to actually act on our Kabbalah that we took upon ourselves during the Yontov. And I want to speak about an interesting Nakuda in Limud HaTorah. First of all, as we know, the Mishnah and Peah, we say this every single morning, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the Gemara Megillah tells us it's Yosem Atzolos Nefoshos. More than it is saving someone's life, is the mitzvah of learning a single word of Torah. And there's a very scary Gemara, those that are doing Dafayomi. We had this not so long ago, Shabbos Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara says, Kishmenichmasin Odom Ledin, when a person comes to judgment after 120 years of being in this world, Shailam Esai, they're going to ask him the following question, Kovata Itim LaTorah. Were you Koveya Itim LaTorah? And I wanted to understand a little bit, what does it mean to be Koveya Itim LaTorah? It's Gavaldik Baruch Hashem, start the day the Torah way. All of you guys are Koveya Itim LaTorah every single day at a specific time. There's a Kavias, and it's a very important thing because after all, Chazal tell us, this is the very first question that we're going to be asked. It's a scary question. Let's have an answer for it. Let's understand what the question means and the ramifications of that question. So we know the Pasuk in Shai Perakal of Yolamish, Sefer Torah, from this, the Rambam says in the beginning of Talmud Torah and Perikalev Pasuk Halacha Ches that every Yid in Klal Yisrael, doesn't make a difference how wealthy, how poor, doesn't make a difference how clever, how not clever, old, how young, going through Yisurim, going through Tsar, whatever it is, every Yid in Klal Yisrael, says the Rambam, has a chiev to be koveya a zman, a specific zman to learn Torah. As the Kesef Mishnah points out, you find over here, from the Gemara tells us, we know famous Hillel. Hillel was one of the poorest people ever to live, but yet that didn't stop him from learning Torah. And therefore, we're going to have an excuse and say, well, I was busy in the office. I was busy with this and I couldn't learn and it's not for me. And all these sorts of things, it's not going to be an excuse. Says the Chinuch in Parashas Ve'eschana Mitzvah Tov Yates, Ki belimud Yoda ha'odom darchei Hashem yisborach, that when a person learns, he understands the way the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world to some small extent. But if you don't learn Torah, you're just another animal. You're a creature on the world. There's nothing that differentiates you and an animal. Now, there's a very interesting kafachaim. The kafachaim is in Arachaim Sim Kufnun Hei Sikotun Yud Gimel. And the Kafachayim brings an incredible Chidah. And the Chidah wants to understand, what's the Maila of a Kvias? Start the day. every single day. Okay, now Baruch Hashem, we're still continuing even on Zoom, slightly a little bit later, I think. Maybe it's even not, I don't know. But whatever it is, every single day, it's at the same time. What's the maila of being koveh itim, of having a specific time for Torah? Says the Kaf HaChaim B'Shem the Chidah, who brings a Gemara in Yuma, Pei Dalad Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us a very interesting and fascinating idea. Kol koveh kamechza al mechza domi. Those of you probably also remember it from the end of the first Perek in Ksubas as well, right? Yeridei also brought this down in Simon Kufiyot Kufiyot Aleph as well. Kol kavua kamechza al mechza domi. Anything that's koveh, anything that's kavua in its place, has a din 50-50. Right? For example, the Gemara in Ksubas talks about throwing something over a fence and it kills someone. So the question is, are you going to be chayav or not chayav, depending on who killed him, whatever it may be. Once something is set, it's kamechza al mechza domi. Says the Chidah, put down in this Kaf HaChaim, that when a person is koveya, a time to learn Torah, then it's ilu he learned half the day and half the night. Kol kavua kamechza al mechza domi. It's ki'il you learn half the day, half the night. That's beautiful. That's a gavaldika ma'ila. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim, it's some kuf nun hei. Sorek sha'oysa eis ye kavua sh'lo yaburenu. It should be kavua. It shouldn't be sometimes here, sometimes there. Kaveya it means at the same time. No shifting. Just like the Korban Tomid was offered twice a day in the Beis HaMikdash, in the morning and the afternoon. Why is it called Tomid? Not only because it's every single day, because it was exactly at the same time as well. And that's a very, very important thing as well. Now, we have to understand, and we have some interesting questions as well to try and get through. We have to understand what the understanding of why there is a chiyuv to learn all the time. What's the reason? So again, from here is the makor for a person to learn whenever you have time. Right? Tosfos in Brachos Yud Aleph Amud Aleph tells us, the Mishnah Berurah brings us the Halacha Lemaisa, some Kufra Nesi Kotan Dalida, Peter Vilna Goin, the Ran in Adoram Dav Chesam Ad Aleph, the Ritva also in Adoram Dav Chesam Ad Aleph. The Chovetz Chaim is Medayik from the word Lo Yomush. That means even if you know all of the mitzvahs, I know the Torah, I know the mitzvahs, I know everything. I have a Chiv to still continue learning all the time. And as I paskin, the Vilna Goin in Masech Tispeya, Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Kuntrus Achan Sikotan Aleph, the Graz. However, it's interesting from the Chinuch, Mitzvah Tov Yotes, and many other Rishonim, that their mashma, that the Chiev to learn constantly is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. There's no mitzvah to learn. Rather, it's a prat in the general mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that is to know the mitzvahs and to be mekayim the mitzvahs, right? So according to that, theoretically, if a person would know all of the Torah and all the mitzvahs, whoever that may be, maybe, possibly, you don't have a constant chiyuv the whole time. The Rambam brings down that the ikar chiyuv of learning is in order not to forget. Ad emosai, very interesting, Loshon HaRambam. Ad emosai chayiv lilmoid. Frank the Rambam Akasha, till when? When can I say I'm potter? I don't have to learn Torah anymore. Says the Rambam, ad yom moisai, till the day that you die. And it comes from over here. Because man says the Rambam, shalo yasek b'Torah, that you're not being oisik in Torah, you are going to forget your learning. And that's an issa of forgetting your learning. So paskins the Rambam, that we have to constantly learn in order not to forget our Torah. If I cannot, what's the din if I cannot learn the whole time? What do I do in such a situation? So the Shulchan Aruch says a very clear mahalach of what do we do in such a situation. And the Ramah brings our goyis maimin. And he says, b'shar satchak, as long as you could read Kriya Shema in the morning and in the night, then you're yotzer this chiyuv. There says the Aruch HaShulchan, again, this is on Hilchos Talmud Torah, that if it happens, rochlik, a person was busy one day, he's making a chasna for his daughter, he's making a bar mitzvah, he's flying, this, that, and the other, whatever it is, he's busy a whole day, so then, no, he could be yotzer with Kriya Shema. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, not on a constant basis. In fact, somebody told me that the Heilige Menschte Rosh Hashiva Zechat Tzadik B'Kodesh Tevracha used to tell people that in England, where Nacht is sometimes, as it is, I think now, somewhere between 10 and 11 p.m., so says the Menschte Rosh Hashiva Zechat Tzadik, make sure you learn a bit after Maariv, even a minute, halacha, something, because you need also Yomam V'Laila. And line in England can be taka late, and therefore a person has to be Yotzer, is Chiyuv with that. Now there's a very interesting Pischi Tshuva. Reish Mem Vav Sikotan Aleph. The Pischei Tshuva in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch brings down a Mishnas Chachomim that has a suffix. What happens if a person has a Sheh Kavua that he learns a certain amount? The storm is an idea of Dafa Yoimi. That same idea. He has a Kavua time. He has a Kavua amount. Every day he does an amount of what he learns, and that's what he does. He misses one day. He has an onus. He has a situation came up, and he misses the day. He misses 2 days, whatever. Is he Mechoyev Al Pidin to actually make up that day and that amount of learning? Is it like being Mishalim is neder, like he has a neder every single day automatically because he does it every day? He has a din neder and therefore he has to be mashlim the neder. Or is it considered to be a neder yom zeh, which is just like a korban, that once the yom is bottle, the korban is bottle, therefore the neder for today is bottle? Right, nafkamina, let's say a person's not doing that for Yomi. Stam, he's learning in the Shia every single day, some halachas, he's learning Mishnais, Chumash, Gemara, whatever it is, he misses a day. Say that, so tomorrow I'll catch up. Or tomorrow I'll do whatever they're doing tomorrow. It could be that a person has a chiv actually to make up for everything he did mitam neder. In fact, he brings over there, and he says in the Pesach Teshuva from the Mishnas Chachamim, that he said he absolutely has to make it up. It doesn't have to be not for the next day, it could be whenever it is, but it's a chiv to make it up. And that's a very important thing for a person to realize, that once he's kaveh itim, which every person has to do, if you're missing a day, it could be you have to have a chiv to make it up on the next day. Now there's another interesting question that the Pischei Tshuva quotes in Sikotan Beis in Reish Mem Vav in Yeredeya, and he says, what happens if a person is paid to give a shir, or is paid to teach Torah, or is paid to learn with someone b'chavrus or whatever it is, can he consider that to be included in koveya itim l'Torah? Right? So, for example, you have a guy, for example, can you imagine a guy sitting in Kollel, 3 Siddurim a day? Unbelievable. He comes up to Shemayim after 120 years and they say to him, Nu, kavata itim l'Torah? So, really, it wasn't just koveya. I learned 3 Siddurim a day. And they'll be like, well, 1 second, you have a problem because you were paid to learn. And if you were paid to learn, it's not so poshut that it works. In fact, the Chidah, who's brought down in the Pischei Tshuva, says that if a person receives money for his learning, so he should add extra learning that he's considered to be kovei itim l'Torah, the Kaf HaChayim, HaRachayim Simon Kufra and Hesikot and Dalet, Sofek Da'araisa L'Chumra. It's a Da'araisa, and therefore a person, if he's being paid to learn or to teach, should dafka try and make sure that he's kovei itim, not during the time that he's being paid. Another interesting question. Are you yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Again, it's after Shavuos. What better topic can be discussed by being, you know, going Isaac in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of which we were makabel yesterday? So, when you're learning Torah, you're listening to a shir right now. Baruch Hashem, start the day of the Torah, a tremendous chazika, a rabbin that it's doing in Manchester and all over the world. Obviously, people that are listening. But are you yotze Talmud Torah by listening to the shir? So there's a famous Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perik Beis, Sikotan Yud Beis, that he says, you're only Yaitza, the Chiv of Vilimadatem Oysom, when you say the words, when the words come out of your mouth. Because look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, and we quoted this a couple of times before, Lo Yomosh HaTorah Hazem Mipicha, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Graz, that it comes out of your mouth. That means you have to say it. If you don't say it, you're not mitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, unless, he says, you think about what you're hearing, or you're ma'ayin, and try to understand what you're learning, and even if it didn't come out of your mouth, you're still going to be yotze. So that tells us, like, well, you're hearing a shir, it's very nice to sit back, relax, drink the coffee, have a donut, and listen to shir, but you're meant to think about what it is to really be yotze. The Nishmas Odom in Klal Tes, Ois Dalad, brings down that only mitzvah mipiv are you ma'ayin the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because all mitzvahs like this that are Toli and Dibud, the Pnei Yeshua, by the way, says the same thing in Tezvav and Beis and Brachos, and the Tshuva's Marisham, that if a person learns quietly, he's not Yotza, he's Choyvas HaLimud, and Kol Shekein, only if he's Mahari, thinks about it. However, give me a moment, because I know it sounds a little bit like, whoa, what's going on? So what do I do this morning by putting on the computer? So just give me a moment. And the Marisham, and if a person cannot say the Piv, he cannot talk the words for whatever reason, he's in a place where he's not able to, or whatever, then of course he's mekayim the mitzvah of being Maharo Torah. Where do we get this from? So there's a modik of Marsha. The Marsha in Shabbat Samach Zayin Omel Aleph. The Marsha brings down, he brings the Gemara. Chash b'roshay, yasek b'Torah. Interesting Gemara. Person has a headache, so what is the natural thing you do if you have a headache? You go to the medicine cupboard, you take a headache pill, right? No, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Chashma Roisho, Yasik Matoya. Open up a Rashba. Open up a Bnei Yeshua. Have some fun. You'll have your headache gone within a few minutes. Now, it doesn't say, says the Marishah, Bedivrei Torah. It says, Yasik Matoya. No, that means hero. It means think about Torah. Open up a Sefer. Look at it. So therefore, and it's Mashma over here as well, from others as well, that if you're Efsha, then of course you should. If you cannot, for example, in the case of a person that has a headache, then for sure he's going to be out. However, big however over here, many gedolei rishonim hold, and this is pashtus the psak of most gedolei poskim, that you are yes mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah even behiru. You're still yotz and you're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as I paskin Rabbeinu Yonah Ovis Paragimel Mishnah Base the Ritva Brochas Tezvav Amud Base. The Shagis Aryeh, in Simach of Galad, Mishnis Yaakov, Simon Samach Galad, Yeshua Yaakov, Memzain, Ostad, the Benchas Chinach, Mitzvah Tov Lamed, Halicha Shloime, Shloime Zalman, Omad Ayin Hei, Rav Avadia, Yabia Oime, Chelik Dalad, Ois Ches, Sikot Yidzain, Yud Ches. He says, Mehara Bedivrei Torah. It's as if you're Omul Bedivrei Torah, and therefore you make Kaim the Mitzvah. So Baruch Hashem, when you open up the computer, you open up the Zoom, you hear a Sheh, not only are you thinking about it, you're understanding it, but of course, you're being Yotza just by listening to the words. The Mekor Chaim, Gevaldige Mekor Chaim, Aruch Chaim Sfer Pei Hei, brings down a raya that if a person looks in a sefer and he learns without dibur, limud ha-Torah b'chol inyan, he calls it. Even if you're not saying anything, even if no words are coming in your mouth, you just opened up a sefer and just looked at it. You opened up a sheh and you listened to the sheh. You are vada 100% Yotza, and that is the Mahalach of limud that most people did in his door, says the Makor Chaim, right? Agav, right? There's also there's an inyan for a person to say the words, right? When a person is learning, he should definitely say the words. The Gemara in Erevin tells us that when you say the words, you actually remember some of your learning. So it's not just you want to be yotz to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but you also want to remember your learning in that case. And therefore, that's how important it is for a person to make sure that he is learning in that way. In fact, very interesting, you know, when we talk about Shurim, so Boksham, obviously I had to come up with Maskana that you are, you know, Yotz Mitzvah, those Torah anytime will probably send me a very, very bad email that how could you just tell us we mevatel the whole Torah anytime because everyone's listening to Shurim all day. Of course you're Yotz 100%, but it, you know, it's not just listening to the Shia. Personally, has to be like involved in the Shia. There's a Modika Maisa, this is Alma Meltzer, after they finished once the Shia, he came into Yeshivas Eitz Chaim. In Yerushalayim, a famous Yeshiva, famous Cheder, all the Gedolim, most of the Gedolim in Yerushalayim learned in Yeshivas Eitz Chaim. So Mr. Zalman was visiting, and he came into this yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and he gave a whole shiur, comes to Joshua, you can imagine, he blew everyone away, it was incredible. And all of a sudden, he finished the shiur, and someone got up and said, Yiskadeh, Yiskadeh, they say Kaddish, right? He couldn't believe it. He was so upset. He says, how could this be a Mokum Torah, that someone just gave a shiur, and straight afterwards, someone gets up and says, Kaddish? What? You have the head to think of these things? How do you do that? You're meant to be so involved and immersed in the learning that a person cannot think of those things. But of course, it's not about whether you do say Kaddish or don't say Kaddish, because of course, many times you do say Kaddish, but it's about you oisik in the Sheh. And in order to be kind of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a person really has to, you know, really try to make sure that he's oisik in the Sheh, understanding the Sheh, and not and you know, being involved in what it says. Now, there's actually a step further in talking about, you know, listening to Shurim and CDs and MP3s and, you know, online Shurim and all these sorts of things. So there's a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he brings a base, in the Chos Talmud Torah, you see, got in your base. He says, what about Shomea Ka'oina? Shomea Ka'oina, we know, like we know by Kiddush, like we know by Megillah, like we know by Shofar, it's as if I blew the Shofar, I said the Megillah, or I was the one that said Kiddush. Shomea Ka'oina has all the dinim over that. So one of the only reasons that we say that Sesame Homon by ourselves is not because we have to say it, but because it has to be said in one breath. And saying it in one breath, you cannot be motzi somebody else. But the rest of it, no shaila. Shomei Koina. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the same thing over here. Same thing over here. And the Lashon he uses is very interesting, but it's a Medrash. This is Omer Rabbi Shua, Omer Rabbi Nachman, Komi Shebole Beis HaMedrash, V'shoma Divrei Torah, Zoycha Leishe Bein HaChachomim La'asid Lovoi. You hear that? Before Shemedrash brings the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you went to shul. Mitzvah Shem should be zeicha. All of us here in Eretz Yisrael, we are already zeicha to go to shul. But you guys in England, the Mitzvah Shem should be zeicha very, very soon to see the Kosle Beis Hamedrash, the walls of the Beis Hamedrash again, have a new understanding of what it means to be standing Omer Lefei Melech in the shul. But our Kapon in the Medrash says, Kol Mi Shebo LeBeis Hamedrash, the Shoma Divrei Torah. There you go. Mefurish says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's clear that you say that that you got a shaila of Shemeh Koina, and therefore, if you're hearing it from the speaker himself, that's kavaldik. Especially if you're hearing it, for example, over Zoom and it's live, then for sure you're yaitza in that case. There are those that want to say, maybe if you're not hearing it live, then the person has got a din of hero, and hero, which we're not going to go into at this moment of time, is nageya to, for example, Birchas HaTorah. If, for example, a person gets up in the morning and he doesn't say Birchas HaTorah and he wants to open up a sefer, he's not learning with his mouth. Does he have to say Birchas HaTorah? So this is a famous machlokes in the beginning of Aruch Chaim that talks about whether or not a person has to do that. But I'll kopon him, when you go to a shir and you're oisik in the shir, you're listening to the shir and you're concentrating on the shir and you want to apply that which the shir was talking about, then of course 100% a person is yotza the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in that way. And that's a gevaldige, gevaldige yisoid. You know, the Ovester of Nossen brings down, I'll say in English, the Ovester of Nossen says that whoever makes his Torah a toffel, secondary, and his work, the Ikka, so he'll be secondary in Olam Haba. Now, what exactly does this mean? I don't understand. But I'll just tell you what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah says this is even true of a person who never did an Aveira. Can you imagine? He never did an Aveira. He's like the four people, the Bar Basra, the one Bar Basra Yud Zayin, that talks about the only people that died only because of the Chet of Chava and the snake over there. He's like Binyamin and Amram and Yishai and Kolei. He never did any Aveira whatsoever. Can you imagine? Whole lifetime. How many people in the world did that? But there's one thing, says Rabbeinu Yonah, he did. He didn't make his Torah into his primary going, his primary pursuit. He'll be in Gan Eden, but he won't be the Ikka. He'll be the Tofel over there. Rabbeinu Lapian, Zatzal, said a beautiful pshat. He used to say over there, this is what they say, the Talmidim Rabbeinu Lapian used to say, that he mentioned this Ovester of Nossen very, very often. And he said that even if a person never turned away from learning his entire life, but the main question is, what was your most important thing? Well, a person could learn a whole Seder, and he could be mamish ba'amkas and be adias ba'smoda gadola. Where are your thoughts at that time? On what they're selling for lunch, on the work that you're going to do in the afternoon. Or you can have a person who works a whole day, and he works 12, 14 hours a day, because that's what he needs to do to support his family. He can manage an hour of learning, whatever it is. But where are his thoughts? Where are his thoughts at that time? Says Rabbeinu Lapian, the yisoid of Torah is not necessarily how much you learn. It's all about where your head is. Even during the day when you haven't got time to learn, you close the computer, Baruch Hashem, great shir. Now we'll move on to the office. Beautiful. But where are your thoughts at that time? Famous Meisa with a shopkeeper who was very, very machbe on his daily shir. His shir was mamish chok v'layav. He never gave up on his daily shir. Not only that, he used to close his shop at that time. There was no one to take over the shop. He closed the shop for 2 hours to be able to learn in the middle of the day. One day, a guy comes in, walking around the shop, and then the shopkeeper comes over and says, can I help you? And he says, well, what about this? What about this? And he seems to be in the process of making a very, very big order. Now, the shopkeeper is very excited because, wow, this is going to be a great order. This is going to be pranasa. This is unbelievable. But it took a long time, and the time came for the regular shir. He turns to the guy and says, listen here, I'm very, very sorry, but I have a daily ritual that I go to the local synagogue, and I hear words of Torah, and it's important for me to do that. So I'm just going to close the shop for a couple of hours. If you can come back in 2 hours, then that will definitely help me. The guy says, what do you mean? I'm about to make a huge order. You can't just leave me in the middle. He says, you know what? I'll give you the key. Take the key. You lock the shop. Stay in there. Whatever you want. Go around. Look around. Whatever you need. I'll come back in 2 hours. No problem. The guy smiles. He says, wow. I'm here from the tax collector people, from the government, to see if you're cheating. I heard rumors that you're cheating. I heard you're doing things under the carpet. When I see that you're so honest, that you're not willing to give up on your daily portion of your religious things, then I see you're willing to give me the key, then I see that obviously you're someone that has within him a tremendous amount of integrity. And that was the schar for Koveya Itim Torah. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It's an unbelievable thing that Vilna Gaon writes every word. A person of the Kaima Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Chaim Volozhin, famously, in Nefesh HaChaim Shadalad writes, that if the world would be just a moment without Talmud Torah, if the entire world would stop learning, can you imagine for one moment in Australia, in England, Eretz Yisrael, South Africa, there's nowhere, then there'd be no kingdom of the world, because the entire kingdom of the world is based on Torah. It's a Torah has within it the most unbelievable brachas in our lives, the skula for refuah, a skula for kaparas avonos, a skula for everything that a person can ever be looking for. It's always found in Torah. And I think specifically at this time, we've had a Kabbalah Satorah, we've gone through a Shavuos, we've had a beautiful Yom Tov, you know, we've tried everything that we can to learn a bit here, learn a bit there, whatever we can do for Yiddishkeit. But now's the time, straight after Yom Tov, to be Mekabel and to actually do and take the Chashivas of learning with us. And Be'ez Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom, will give us all of the brachas that are promised to us within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I want to thank all of you for listening, for coming on, and wish everyone Be'ez Hashem a wonderful, wonderful day. Yeah.